The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Keith Collins for the Wall Street Journal. China dropped many COVID-19 quarantine and testing requirements and limited the power of local officials to shut down entire city blocks. The shift in policy came after nationwide demonstrations last month against increasingly costly pandemic rules as infections hit record highs. In Georgia's Senate runoff election, Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock defeated Republican challenger Herschel Walker. The Associated Press called the race for Warnock Tuesday night, and Walker conceded. Warnock's win means that Democrats will control the Senate 51-49, giving the party leadership a bit of breathing room and more power in the chamber. E-cigarette maker Juul says it has reached a legal settlement covering over 5,000 lawsuits, many of which accuse the company of marketing its products to children and teens. Juul has said it never targeted young people, but has been working to regain the public's trust. Juul had been pushed to the brink of bankruptcy as a result of the legal uncertainty around the company. Markets in Asia ended the day down, and European shares were mainly lower in early trading. U.S. stock futures were muted a day after another sell-off on Wall Street, and Campbell's Soup and GameStop are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.